episode 3211, How to Teach Your Child Life Skills.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. Are you ready? Because it's Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and you know what? It's time to let your frustration go. You don't need to hold on to the stuff that doesn't work for you. How to teach your child life skills. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, my friend, sometimes we try to force our children into doing things we want on our timetables. If we as parents learn to work with them and stay very consistent in our actions, that's how you teach your child life skills. I mean, let's think about this for a moment. Have you ever found yourself struggling to get your child to do something that you believe will have a profound impact on their life? It can be something as simple as brushing their teeth, potty training. It might be time management skills. It could be organization. It could be knowing how to clean the house, doing laundry, right? Life skills, things that they're going to use over and over and over and over again. However, too many times we can forcibly strong arm our children, but that's where the battles brew. That's where everything gets stirred up. And we often have this vision of what we want our children to achieve, but getting them on board is another battle. And it's in those moments where we question the worth of our effort. However, instead of trying to force our children into doing something that at the time, well, they just don't understand why we're asking them to do it, there is a better way to approach training them. You got to work with your child, not against them. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Work with your child, not against them. Now, I want you to pause for a moment. Because I have spent the last, I don't know how many weeks with my daughter and son-in-law and their growing family. Yes, we have two beautiful grandchildren now. We have our older one who is a boy and he is absolutely precious. He's 3 years old. And then we have our brand new baby girl. Oh my goodness, she is a beautiful doll, precious in her own reign. She's 2 weeks old and boy, are we celebrating her. But in all of this, I've had the opportunity to go back in time, so to speak, and really think about how I raised my children, how I see my daughter and my son-in-law raising their children, and then also at the same time looking at everything in between, because now my daughter's older and she's creating her own family and building something there. And you know, it's interesting, as a mom and a grandma now, it's important for us to realize our position. And yes, I say position because we may have all the experiences, right? We may know what really needs to happen, but the child has to be willing, right? Your child has to be willing to participate in what you want them to do. And a lot of times we're trying to go through life and trying to force them to say, you're going to brush your teeth morning, noon, and night. Okay, maybe it's only twice a day for you, whatever it is. Okay, potty training, right? I'm in the middle of potty training and helping my daughter and son-in-law with the potty training of our grandson, kind of really just putting in that exclamation point where, yes, he has got it. But the problem is I may get it, but he may not be ready to get it. And because you go with this expectation in your own mind that this is how it's supposed to be because this is how you remember it, or this is how you've seen somebody else do it, or you've read about it in a book or listened to it on a podcast, let me tell you right now, you've got to work with your child. Because when you do, and you stay consistent in your actions, you can effectively guide them towards building life skills while nurturing their growth. And the key word there is effectively. You can sit there and try and do it, And you can sit there and yell and do somersaults and you can, you know, throw parties every single day and say, I'm going to get you to do this. But until they are a willing participant, until you're working with them and not against them, that's where everything changes. So what does it look like in real life? Because I know this is a challenging thing when it comes to raising kids. We want them to start off on the right foot all the time. And as much as we want to just say, take this, you've got to do it this way, and we just know how to do it, there are other ways to do it. So I want you to keep in mind where you are in the stages of raising your kids. If you're an empty nester, you still have influence over your children, believe it or not. Now, it may look a little bit different, but this still applies. If you're that grandma who's doing like I am and helping with the family and serving them and loving them, you too are looking at things differently and you may have to change some things up. And you also have to respect how your kiddos want to raise their children, right? They may not do it necessarily your way. And that's a hard thing to go through too, because you want to honor them. Sometimes we don't think about it. We go back into our own ways. And then if you're like a new mom, let's go all the way back. If you're a new mom and you're sitting there going, oh, Christiane, I'm not getting any sleep. I'm so flustered. I've got this newborn. I've got, you know, a 3-year-old or a 2.5-year-old, and I've got a 5-year-old, and I am on the go nonstop. I cannot catch my breath and I'm needing to potty train. I'm trying to, you know, figure all this out with kindergarten. And then I've got a new baby. Like, I am falling apart. Take a deep breath. I got you on this one. Okay. Let's just walk this through. And if you're anything in between all of that we've just gone over, guess what? This is for you too. Lean in to what you can do to truly, truly teach your child life skills. Number one, establish a supportive environment. Creating a supportive environment is essential for your child's growth and development. So you've got to set aside a specific area where they can work on their goals and equip it with the necessary tools and resources. For example, if you want your child to excel in their academics, provide them with a dedicated study space, comfortable seating, and adequate lighting. Make sure that space is free from distractions and encourage them to personalize it to make it their own. Now, you might be saying, well, okay, that's great if you've got older children, but what about the younger ones? Well, let's go back to potty training. Yes, you're going to hear this because I've been living it out for the last few weeks, and it is fresh in my head in more ways than one, but we'll leave that one to another episode. I told you it's confession day. All right, so when you're talking about potty training and you're talking about establishing a supportive environment, if they're afraid to be on the big toilet, then go buy, and you don't have to spend a lot of money, and go to the thrift store. Let me tell you, they're there all the time. A potty chair, okay? Make it a nice area. Maybe you need to have a book in there so they need to read. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's a certain toy that's washable. Because I'm sure you can imagine where things go when you're trying to potty train and what happens in the accidents. Yeah, we'll also leave that one for another episode. I told you, I'm living this out. And so you've got to make it comfortable for them. If they're afraid to, I know this sounds weird, but yes, poop in the toilet, but they'll pee in the toilet. That's great, right? They're peeing in the toilet, but that pooping, it may be hard. Well, figure out what works for them. As I was working with my grandson, he's a boy. I got to tell you, he's all boy. And I love that. But he wants to, yes, I know TMI, I hope you're not eating, but he wants to see the poop. And grandma was just kind of listening to him. And I'm like, okay, what is it? What is this trigger for him that will get him to not be afraid of the toilet? He has a potty chair. He has a big toilet. He has no problem peeing on the big toilet. But there just wasn't clicking for him when it came to pooping in the toilet, not even in the potty chair. He would do it in his diaper. And of course, he would have accidents once in a while. And then, you know, mom and dad would be upset. And it just goes downhill after that. I'm like, there's something better. So I started listening to his language, watching his body language. And what I found out was that he really was interested in what it looks like. He's got a new baby sister. He wanted to see hers. Well, one day I just all of a sudden thought, okay, if he wants to see it, he has to poop on the big toilet. Because once when it's in the diaper or in the underpants or whatever it is, he has an accident, it's gone. You don't see it. Grandma and mommy take care of it. is gone. Well, guess what? I kid you not. Less than probably not even two full days, all of a sudden he wants to go potty on the big potty because he wants to see the poop. I know, crazy, isn't it? But you see, you got to establish that supportive environment. What is it? For him, it was that, yes, I want this and I know the potty's here and I know I can sit on it, Grandma, but it really does scare me. But you know what really gets me is I really want to see the poop. And now he can, right? Make sure the space is working with your child. And truly providing them this dedicated space, you are sending a message that their goals and aspirations are important to you, that that's what really matters. Not about what you want for them. They have a say in it. And it matters whether they're 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, or 92 years old. Okay, yes, you still could probably be taking care of kiddos if you can pass over 100. You can still be raising them. You'll still have influence over them. So establish a supportive environment. Number two, set clear expectations. One of the key factors in working with your child toward achieving their goals is setting clear expectations. And not just for them, but also for you. It goes both ways. Clearly communicate the desired outcome and explain why it's important. Now that explanation is important. Why do you think that is? Well, obviously it's the why. Let's go back to toddlerhood. Why? Why grandma this? Why mom this? And they just keep asking, why? Why is the sky blue? Mom, I don't understand. Why is the sky blue? And you give the answer. You can give it in a simple form. You can give it encyclopedia form. You can give it Google form. And you're going to get 25 whys with the same question. Why is the sky blue, mom? Why is the sky blue, dad? So clearly communicate the desired outcome and explain to them why it's important. They need to understand that underlining factor. Help them understand the benefits and how the skills or knowledge they gain will positively impact what's to come, their future, right? Who wants to wear diapers their whole life? I don't, you don't, they don't. They've got a lot more opportunities when they're potty trained, right? Same things, they have a lot more opportunities when they have great time management. Whatever it is that you're trying to impress upon your child, set those clear expectations. Make sure the expectations are realistic and age appropriate. Sometimes if you're potty training, you can't push it. Isn't that funny? Push it. Get it. Okay, I know. I digress, but you can tell I've been dealing the poop factor too long. I told you it was going to be a fun day. But seriously, it has to be age appropriate. And when you look at it, you know, you've got to allow them to understand where you're coming from. You can't talk to a 3-year-old like you're talking to a 23-year-old. So break down the goal into smaller, achievable milestones. And guess what? Set a roadmap that allows for rewards along the way. You know what? My grandson, yep, peeing and pooping. He got a reward. He had a bank account. His bank account was all about cookies. He loves cookies. And so it works. And so he has this, his own cookie jar. And when he would pee or poop, he would get so many cookies and it would go in his cookie jar. Now he could choose to go and eat the cookie or cookies, but it was really up to him. But we would have this. And so when he would look in his cookie jar, when it was time to have a cookie, he'd be like, oh, look at all those cookies. Cookies, Grandma. And it's like, yeah. And I said, how did you get all those? From peeing and pooping on the toilet, Grandma. Now, I know that seems just so minute, but let me tell you, to a 3-year-old, it is glory, right? Just like if you saw $1 million in your bank account, you would be singing high praises too. So this not only gives your child a sense of direction, but also provides them with that roadmap. Okay, it gives them the GPS. And by setting those clear expectations, your child is going to be able to truly gain that clarity on what is expected of them and will feel more motivated to work towards achieving those goals. Now, I'm calling them goals. I'm kind of using that lightly. You can call them life skills. You can call it whatever you want to call it, right? whatever you want them to achieve. If it's coming home after school and sitting down and studying for 2 hours and getting their homework done and not procrastinating and waiting till 11 o'clock at night when they're exhausted and crabby and then you're losing sleep because you're trying to make sure that they're getting it done, you both are suffering, right? So set clear expectations. And finally, number three, encourage independence and ownership. While it is important to provide guidance and support, it is equally crucial to foster independence and ownership in your children. Yes, we can go back to the poop and pee. That's all I got to say. I know, I told you we're going to have fun today. Encourage them to take ownership of their goals, what they're learning, what they're doing by involving them in the planning process. Allow them to make decisions and let them take the lead in setting targets and timelines. This gives them a sense of responsibility and instills confidence in their abilities. Encourage your child to reflect on their progress and celebrate their achievements, no matter how small or even how big. And by giving your child the autonomy to truly take charge of their own journey, you are empowering them to become self-motivated learners. You're teaching them a greater skill that will take them even further. Yes. It is the glory of all glory when they are like, I got this, Mom, right? It's when you take your kiddo outside and you want to play baseball with them and you're throwing the ball, right? A lot of kids want to go and say, I just want to hit the ball. That's great. But you also need to throw the ball. You got to learn to also what? Catch the ball, right? A pitcher is only as great as his catch, not necessarily as his pitch. Because what happens when the catcher comes up and they do a quick, you know, hit, a bump or something, that pitcher can run up there and also catch the ball, right? It goes both ways. You can't just have things one way, right? You can't just only know how to throw a ball. You also have to know how to catch the ball. That's what you're doing here when you encourage independence and ownership for your kiddo. And it can be at all levels. You see, with my grandson, right? We're peeing and pooping. It is an awesome thing. He looks in the cookie jar. Does he see progress? Yes. Why? Because there's cookies in the cookie jar. And he's like, yes, this is awesome, Grandma. And he gets so excited. He goes, look at all my cookies. And sometimes he's like, I want all of them. We're like, okay, you can have three or you can have four. He usually only eats one and a half. But guess what? They're his cookies from his account. If I told you you had $1 million in your bank account and I said, you can only look at it, but you can't ever use it, do you think that would be very encouraging to yourself? Probably not. Do you think you would have ownership of it? You'd be like, yeah, no, the bank has all my money. All I can do is look at the numbers, but I don't get to do anything with it. Same thing here, right? Encourage that independence, that ownership. Let them have it. I know it's hard sometimes letting our kiddos grow up at all stages of life. I get it, right? I enjoy going out to eat. We did a couple nights ago with my youngest son and his girlfriend, and it was fabulous. We just met her. They've been dating for just a little while, and it was one of those things where it's like, you know, they're in college. Let's take him out and have him a good hearty meal, feed them well, you know, because they're doing the college days. You can go back to those days in your mind. But at the same time, we also know that they have studies to do. They have commitments at school that are community, you know, volunteer type things. And so they're on a schedule. They have to own what they're doing. And so if we don't help them prepare from when they're little itty, itty, bitty, all the way up until we are no longer walking on this earth, we're not doing our jobs. That's just how it goes down, Mom. So are you willing to do what your child needs you to do? Establish a supportive environment, set clear expectations, and encourage independence and ownership. And as much as it is important for that guidance and support, it is equally crucial to truly encourage them to be consistent in what they're doing, which means what? You have to stay consistent. They learn consistency because you are consistent. That's a hard one to teach. They have to see it. And that's where a lot of parents get tripped up. They're good at saying, oh, I've got all this. I'll go out and buy anything. I'll make sure they have the best of everything. That's great. But what about consistency? So when you work with your child and you stay consistent in your actions, you have the power to guide them towards success. And the success is not like winning a gold medal or anything. The success is, hey, I pooped in the toilet, right? Hey, I made it to work on time as a 16-year-old, right? Hey, I got my learner's permit. And now, yes, I'm practicing. I'm taking what I need to do to learn to drive and drive well. Creating that supportive environment, really understanding those expectations and making sure that they get it, and encouraging the independence, all will help you in making and creating their now, which, you know, down the road creates a significant impact in their life. Remember, patience and consistency are crucial throughout the process. So be patient in all that you do. And be consistent. Emphasize the importance of progress over perfection, right? Don't sit there and say, oh, you didn't poop in the toilet, you had an accident, and you go ballistic. No, you don't have to do that. Love your children where they're at. Celebrate the smallest achievements along the way. And together, both you and your child can lay a strong foundation for a beautiful, long-lived, successful future. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.